min asukah. Minani mili the Tana Rabbanan b'shivta fa b'meisa ka pratla oseik b'mitzvah. Uvelecha v'derech pratla chosim. As yesh kan shnei limudim. Yeah. You have two yalfutot here. Mishnei psukim. And the Rishonim are going to spend some time addressing the question why we need two psukim. So Rashi says the following. First of the wide lines. The afal gav dehu nami b'mitzvah tari. So it's not like chasan is a new category of tir, though, Rashi says, although the Gemara does play with such a possibility, tavas v'nasa b'yam. But Rashi up front speaks in the light of the maskana of the Gemara, there's no ptur tirda per se. So therefore, chasan by definition has to be included on the mitzvah. V'afagav dehu nami v'mitzvah tarid. Nevertheless, itzrichi lehu trei kroy. We need both yalfusas. We need b'shivtcha v'sechem lechcha v'derech. And Rashi goes on to differentiate between two types of oseg b'mitzvah. He has one type of ose meleches ha-mitzvah b'yadayim. That's one category. And then he has o mahalach b'mitzvah. According to Rashi, that's all included on the one category. Well, chasan shu yoshev u'batel. The Eino Oseik. So you can add a few words, Eino Oseik, but Meleches Mitzvah B'Yodayim. So we have a kind of active involvement in a mitzvah, and we have a different kind of involvement in a mitzvah. We need two psukim. The Rashba, in Chidush HaRashba in Brachos, which I have for you here, he says, Iftrich, we need the second pasuk Rebuye. So in his initial formulation, the Rashba takes the approach that you need two psukim, one for someone who's osik b'mitzvah mamish, to use the word of the Rashba, mamish, and the other is the azil advar mitzvah. And we can discuss, and we mentioned this in the past, whether azil advar mitzvah is a new category of osik b'mitzvah. It's halicha, which sets itself up as a new kind of a mitzvah, or it's an expansion of the old din of the mitzvah itself. But then you'd have to raise the question, you know, why halicha? What about other kinds of preparations for the mitzvah? And we mentioned once the Tosfos read in Kiddushin about preparing for the milah, tzarchei milah. To what extent would that come under osik b'mitzvah potim in a mitzvah? The Netziv has a famous distinction between Heksha Mitzvah Ksuv Batorah, Heksha Mitzvah Lo Ksuv Batorah. The Torah says Sukkah's Tasulachem, maybe building the Sukkah is itself a kind of a mitzvah, even though it's only a Heksha Mitzvah, etc., etc. So that's the Rashba's initial approach. But later on, the Rashba, as he sees the Sukkah develop, suggests a different distinction between the two halachas over here. The Gemara says the following: Ihachi afilu kones es halmana nami. What's the difference between marrying a besula and marrying an almana? Right, presumably, we're not dealing with tirda; we're dealing with osik b'mitzvah. So, from the perspective of osik b'mitzvah, what difference does it make whether he's marrying an almana or he's marrying a besula? The same mitzvah of nesuin applies. So, the Gemara answers a new category: kones es habsula torit. So here, if you take a look at the Rashba, get back in the Rashba in Brachos, the Rashba says, Mishum hachi parech I hachi afilu kones es almona, nami, debeknisas almona, nami mitzvah ika. If he's involved in marrying an almona, that's also a mitzvah, maishna di azil lemichnes habsula, and if, as we said before in the Rashba, we had two yalfusis, one for the mitzvah itself, he's osik in the mitzvah, the other is for the halicha mitzvah. So what if he's on his way to marry an almana that's also holech to ka'azil lidvar mitzvah? Uparik, and the Gemara answers, delavdi azil lichnos kamar. We're not talking about a discussion about the mitzvah itself. Now he's marrying this woman, whether she's a psula or an alman. Dahu, that case, whether he's involved in taking a woman to the chuppah, going to the chuppah and taking her with her, with him. Hahu mi b'shivtecha nafka. Dechol di ozil idvar mitzvah v'yosek b'mitzvah. So at this point, the Rashi was willing to include both his askus in the mitzvah gufa mamish and halichal idvar mitzvah on the b'shivtecha. And now, the Gemara's breakthrough to explain why Hakones es habzula is potter mikriyat shma, elamishum tirdehu de patrinan li. Now we need a new pasuk to exclude chasan. Why? Because chasan is tarid, and therefore he's potter. So the Gemara asks, if so, what about tarid bisvinaso? So Gemara says, "Kol hechad tarid achinami de potel meyate tovas vinasa b'yam," and the Gemara answers that that's a tirid de rishus. So we now have, according to the Rashba, two different halachos. One halacha is osek ben mitzvah mamish, which includes also alichol dvar mitzvah, and then we have another pasuk for chasan because he's what? He's tarid. But what kind of tirid? Only tirid de mitzvah, not tirid de rishus. That's what we have here. In the sugi itself. Fascinating, though, is that the Rashba quotes Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon seems to have a very radical approach to this whole sugi. Ra'isi Rav Haigon zal shekosu b'perushov lekamon b'perka yekore gabi ahud echosun potet uklal limdonu hecha detorin tirda the mitzvah potur Kigon kones es habsula. The Rav Haigon seems to reduce, to collapse the entire parasha of Osek Mitzvah Patur to Mitzvah to one concept. Namely what? Tirda. That's what he says over here. That the whole klal here is that he's Torah Tirda. What kind of Tirda? It's got to be a Tirda related to
mitzvah.
To a Mitzvah. Kigona konisas habsula vichayotzebo. So again, anything that's similar to konisas habsula, and we probably spend a good amount of time trying to figure out what the chayotzebo includes. But in conceptual terms, it's tirda. Tirda de mitzvah. Aval osek b'mitzvah, the fact that he's involved in mitzvah, velo tarid, and he's not tarid, kigon konis almana. So in the case of Konis Almana, and he's actually involved in marrying the Almana, which again we saw in the Rashba is Osik B'mitzvah Potter B'mitzvah. Knisas Almana is no less of a mitzvah than Knisas B'sula. But yet, according to Rav Haigon, Konis Almana is lacking the Ptur of what?
Tirda.
Of Tirda. So you could call him Osik B'mitzvah from now until doomsday, but he's lacking Tirda. Or, to exclude the case of Tarid, the Lobe Mitzvah. And he gives two examples. Kigon, Shetavat, excuse me, Shetavat Svinaso Bayam, Ukigon Avel. In those cases, he has Tirda, but he doesn't have Tirda the Mitzvah. So basically, we need Tirda the Mitzvah. And you can collapse the whole thing into one package. Says the Rashba, V'nirim Mitvarov, it appears from Rav Haigon, She'ein hefresh bein holech udvar mitzvah bein osik b'mitzvah. That's not the intention of Rav Haigon. Rav Haigon would certainly include both dvar mitzvah, I mean osik mitzvah and holech udvar mitzvah together. That's a package. Ella, where's his breakthrough? Shehu mefarish konis esabsula vesalmona kipshuto. Klomar, afilu biodo misasik binisueyem deika mitzvah. Nevertheless, we're going to differentiate between almana and besula. Afilu kein bekonis almana, he's going to be chayav in kriyat shma. Why? Kevon de mitzvah the less beitirdi chayav in kriyat shma. So once again, we see clearly that according to Rav Haigon, the whole concept of osik mitzvah potemitz begins and ends with tirda. And again, it's got to be tirda machmas mitzvah. But once it's tirda machmas mitzvah, then he's potter min ha-mitzvos. So again, as I said before, there are many questions you could ask here about how to apply Rav Haigon Lemaisa. But what I want to focus is on the Rambam for a moment, because I'm not so sure that Rav Haigon is left alone to stand badad u'mevudad. Let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Kriyat Shema, Perek Dalet, Aloch Aleph, says the following. Misha hoyet libo tarud v'nechpaz lidvar mitzvah. So notice that the Rambam straight away has the concept of tirda. He adds another word here, v'nechpaz. Perhaps tirda is more of a mental focus, a mental preoccupation. Maybe nechpaz is more of a physical preoccupation. So again, he's got tarud lidvar mitzvah, he's got nechpaz lidvar mitzvah, potter mikol mitzvos. So Rachmiel mentioned before that the Rambam has osig mitzvah, potter mitzvah, and hilchos issues, but he also has it right here in hilchos kriyat shema. But again, his introductory word here is tarud. I might not have been sensitive to this if I didn't have Rav Haigon in my back pocket. Mikol mitzvos would be kriyat shema. Possibly the Rambam means to even Kabbal Sol Malchus Shamayim, as central as it is. Nevertheless, Osig Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah. What's Osig Mitzvah Potter Mitzvah? It's Libo Torud V'Nechpaz Lidvar Mitzvah.
That according to the Rambam, we have to be Nechpaz as well as Taud, or is going following Rabbi Gaon?
No, I think I think the Torud,
the consequence that is
Mizmeli She Torud Mityaches Hamila Tarud Ola Al Chosam. כפי שהרם יבאר בהמשך. הנכפז ייתכן, המילה נכפז עולה על כל המצוות. כלומר, יש דין שמי שנכפז לדבר מצווה, כפי שנראה בהלכה סוכה למשל, הרם אומר שלוחי מצווה פטור מן הסוכה, הוא נכפז לדבר מצווה. אבל פה לגבי קריאת שמה שיש פטור חוסן, הוא תורד לדבר מצווה. אז יש פה שתי קטגוריות, אבל שתיים בעצם אחת, שתיים שנחס, תרוד ונחפס. הוא פטור מן המצוות, מכל המצוות, ומקריאת שמה. לפיכך, חתן שנעשה בתולה, פטור מקריאת שמה. עד שיבוא אליה. לפי שאין דעתו פנויה. Once again, the Rambam is saying he cannot focus on another mitzvah. Why? Because he's mentally focused on this mitzvah, namely the mitzvah of finding her to be a besula. The Ram goes on to say the next halacha beis, aval anosei es habeula. Interesting, the Rambam is very careful about his choice of language, seemingly more careful than the Gemara itself was. The Rambam says that the catchus is not between besula and almana, because an almana could also be a besula, but between besula and what? And Bu'ula. Aval anosei es ha-Bu'ula. Af al pi sha'oseik b'mitzvah. Nu, so what's the principle according to the Rambam? As we saw in the sugya, oseik b'mitzvah, potter mitzvah. Chayav. Again, he's talking about nosei es ha-Bu'ula. Who does this sound like to you?
Like
Rabbi Gaon. Again, he's talking about nosei es ha-Bu'ula. He's not talking about afterwards in the middle, you know, during the smorgasbord, he takes a break to do mitzvahs. Afal pisha oseik v'mitzvah chayav likros. Why? What would be Rav Haigon's answer to this question? He's not tarid. That's exactly what the Rambam says. Hol ve'elo dover shemivalvel daito v'chein kol kayotzibo. But no, it's any similar case of a mitzvah where you're oseik v'mitzvah, but you're lacking the elocha dover shemivalvel daito. Then the Rambam says you chayav. So if you read the Rambam very carefully, I believe you'll come to the conclusion that the Rambam reduces the halacha of osig b'mitzvah to tarud. And I thought that was a pella. I mean, I thought it was a pella when I saw Rav Haigon, and now I see it in the Rambam. No, so maybe
why can't you just say it's he's after all chayav shteihem?
Again, I'm trying to avoid terminology from the outside, from other sources. I'm saying if you just look at the Rambam,
the Gemara.
I don't care about the Gemara. When I learn the Rambam, I don't care about the Gemara. That's what the Rambam tells me in his introduction. Skip the Gemara. So let's just read the Rambam and let the words of the Rambam, as he himself tells us in his introduction, sink in. The Rambam is saying, Mishaya libo tarud, v'nechvaz l'dvar mitzvah, potter b'kol ha-mitzvahs.
Because Yishan l'kayim ashtayim.
Whatever. Again, I'm not questioning why or where. I'm just saying that according to the Rashba, Lishitaso, Kones is Absula and Kones Almana, Bishas Knisa, are both Hainu Hach, they're equal. And in both cases you say, oh, Sefer Mitzvah, Potter Mitzvah. The Rambam is not like that. Because the Rambam is against the Rashba, because the Rambam says that the Yisoda Yisodos of Osik Mitzvah, Potter Mitzvah is Libo, Tarud, Venechvaz. In fact, we would now have to check out throughout all of halacha, all of mitzvahs, whether the mitzvah creates this such situation of tirda that he's so preoccupied and he has to be so careful. You know, like I think of the example of a dentist, right? If you imagine a dentist is doing oral surgery, you know, if he's not totally focused, if he's thinking about the fact that he had an argument with his wife the night before, or he saw a very bad movie, you know, all he has to do is make one little move in the wrong direction, and you might be suffering for the rest of your life, and certainly a surgeon, right? But I'm just pointing out that the Rama requires this halacha of libo, torid, v'nechfaz, and I'm not sure when it applies and when it doesn't apply. For example, the Gemara says later on, and believe me that we'll get to the sugya, the Gemara says, kosfei sfarim tefillin mezuzis, v'chalaos kimlecha shamayim, v'turim mikriyat shema. So all the Mefarshim ask, why did the Rambam omit that halacha? You won't find this halacha in the Rambam. So believe me, when we get to the sugya there, we'll see in the Rishonim, they're going to go back and forth whether he's Torah b'shas k'siva, he's not Torah b'shas k'siva, and I would say that the Rambam leaves it out because he's not Torah b'shas k'siva. Again, we'll get to the sugya there. I'm just pointing out in Mara Mokom, believe me, that we'll get to. So, I'm just thinking out loud. You know, last week we discussed why the Torah had to come up with Osek b'mitzvah potter in a mitzvah. Why couldn't I know that logically? For example, according to Tosfos, we're talking about a situation of Eifshel L'Kayim Shneim. So the Ritva right away asked, Pshita Maikar Mashma. So we said whatever we said, that according to Tosfos, maybe the Torah wants to say, don't even think about the second mitzvah. You know, you don't have to be worried about it. Don't get nervous about it. Don't worry about it coming around the bend. And then the Ritva is going to say maybe if it's a chiv coming later. And you know, all the things, whatever we said. But Lamaisa, when all is said and done, we can give many different answers to the question of why the Torah had to present us this principle of Osik b'mitzvah potter mitzvah. Why do we need it? Why isn't it pshita? But I think, in a sense, we're missing the boat if we don't ask a much more fundamental question. What is Osek b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah? Again, not why the Torah felt compelled to present this principle of Osek b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah, but let's ask something more, a basic hakir over here. What is Osek b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah? And I think we can go in two different directions. One direction is to go and say, you know what? Osek b'mitzvah, potter in a mitzvah, is a kind of an onus. He's involved in one mitzvah, he can't possibly be involved in another mitzvah. And you'll ask me, but we know in Kol Tarku, onus rachmana patre, so what do I need a pasuk to tell me that onus rachmana patre is osek b'mitzvah? The answer is, the Torah wants to codify that onus. Give it a gestempel, give it a ma'amad, a status. You know, that every case of onus, you can sort of wiggle your way out of it. Is he an onus? Is he really truly an onus? And the Gemara wants to the Torah wants to define for us what's considered onus rachmana patre to exempt him from mitzvahs. That's how I would say it. Again, Rabbi Osei, the way I'm approaching it now, it's not a new halacha. There's no new gzeres hakosev or chalos p'tur of osik b'mitzvah patre mitzvah. Leave out all the fanfare. It's simply halacha that right now, at this moment, you can't expect him to do another mitzvah. That's all. Lucy, you'll ask me, but I know that, and that's logical. So give yourself a teretz. You know, the Torah wanted to justify that onus, maybe give you a feeling that you don't have to worry about the other mitzvah, like we said in Tosfos, etc., etc. Or no. What is osik b'mitzvah poter of mitzvah? It's not just upgrading or defining onus. It's a new halach. It's a p'tur. The Torah says you are poter from the mitzvah that comes your way or that's coming down your way up the alley. You are poter. I would call it a halachic new status, a new chalos of p'tur. And before we get to nafkamina, I would like to say that this chakira really lies at the yisod of the machlokas between Rav Haigon and the Rambam on one hand, and all the other Rishonim on the other hand. Because the Rambam and Rav Haigon, or you can say it the other way, Rav Haigon and the Rambam are basically saying what? Tirda. He's Torud. He's nechpas with Var Mitzvah. Now, if he's preoccupied, so on is Rachman Apache. No, but you'll ask me, a lot of people are preoccupied with all sorts of things. So that's exactly it. He's got to be Torah b'mitzvah. But after all said and done, mitzvah is secondary. It's a condition. It's a descriptive term that tells you what kind of tirda, the halacha, the Torah recognizes as a p'tur of tirda, of a p'tur of onus. On the other hand, the other Rishonim, and I think the Ritva would be a classical Rishonim, but for that matter, probably Rashi and the Rashba and the Ran, they all fit into this. They're generating a new halacha of osik b'mitzvah patur b'mitzvah. Has nothing to do with ones. Who can prove to me that there's nothing, that at least one Rishon, black and white, says that osik mitzvah patur mitzvah is a new halacha, has nothing to do with ones? Which would be the best example, you know, just the, what?
The Ritva.
Even before the Ritva. The Ran, because what was the Ran saying about osik mitzvah patur mitzvah? Do you remember? Efshal Kaim Shtan. I don't know if the Ritva is committed to that position, but Efshal Kaim Shtan in the Ran would be, it just jumps at you from the page, that this is a new halacha. It's a p'tur. Well, why shouldn't you be doing both? Dude, so you're shaking out a talis for the mitzvah of Hashavas HaVeda, and the Ani asks you for a loaf of bread. No, so give him a loaf of bread. What's the problem?
And, yeah, and the loaf of bread on the shelf also.
Yeah, okay. But I've lo shalgan, lo bitnak, lo toein, lo toeik, eifshah hu tomud. Einen hamila tomud lo mofir po. Eifshah lekaim shneen. It's not according to the Ran, it's exeris hakos of a brand new halacha, where the Torah says that you're osik v'mitzvah. That is askus v'mitzvah says that you don't pick up any mitzvahs. You don't pick up any thief. In the Ritva, I'm not sure 100%. See, the Ritva says that the other mitzvah is like a reshus, and therefore you can't drop the first mitzvah to pick up the second mitzvah. I'm not sure if the Ritva is saying, bless you, I'm not sure if the Ritva is saying halacha that you're patur, and therefore the other mitzvah is not machayev you, or the Ritva is saying halacha in the mitzvah, that the second mitzvah is not machayev you. At least in the second paragraph of the Ritva, you know, when he speaks about a mitzvah kavua, there I think he's saying halacha in the second mitzvah. The second mitzvah, if you remember the lashon of the Ritva, is not machayev him now. Because it's down the line, right now, in time T1, that mitzvah doesn't exist. So I'm not sure in the Ritva. But in the Ran, I think it's clear that there's a brand new halacha here of osek mitzvah, potter min mitzvah. And he's potter, even though it's efshel kaim shnei. If you would ask me, where did the Rambam and Rav Haigon fit in Eshel Kaim Shneim, I would say that they reject the Ran. The Ran fundamentally comes up with a new halacha of Osek V'mitzvah, Potter V'mitzvah. And therefore, even if it's Eshel Kaim Shneim, there's a new p'tur. But according to the Rambam that we said, it's not a new p'tur. It's just basically halacha of nechpas v'torud v'dvar mitzvah. So, in a case of Efshel Kaim Shneim, I don't know if there's any reason to patur. And this leads us, I think, to a fascinating machlokas here between the Taz and the Shach. Do you have this page? This is the Taz in Hilchas Aninus. On the Mechaber says at the beginning of Siman Shin Mem Aleph, Siv Beis, that if the onen who's part of kol mitzvahs and he can't make brachas and he can't be mispalel until the kvura, so let's say he missed ma'ariv, for example, I mean you could give many other examples, is he doesn't have to daven the next day a tefilas tashlumin for ma'ariv that he missed the night before. Says the Machaber, why not? So the Taz says, Kosu Bidrisha, Mikan Haya Nira, Tehu Adin, Lemisasek Bitsarche Tzibur, Vichayotzebo. I have a feeling that the words Vichayotzebo refer to Osik Vimitzvah in general. Bismana Tfila. So during the time of Tfila, they were Oskim Bitsarche Tzibur. And halacha is a potum is palak mashkos matur b'simon sadi gimel. So it's a separate halacha of oskim b'tzarchei tzibur a potum mitfila. Umitocha esak over zman osa tfila shegamken ain't tzarch lashlima bizman tfila shlachrea. The next owner of tfila, he doesn't have to add another tfila to be mashlim the previous one that he missed because he was osik b'tzarchei tzibur l'spal shtayim echlut tashlim. Why? Says the Drisha came in Shigamkain, Bizman Ha Asek, while he was involved in Tzarchei Tzibur, Haya Potter Mitfila. Kamo Bavitz. So the Drisha postulates an equation between Osek B'Tzarchei Tzibur, V'Chayotzebo, and Avelus, Aninus. The Mali Ones Avelus, O Ones Mitzvah. Yeah, this word onus here is going to tick off the Taz. I mean, you're going to send a ballistic over here. The Drisha, if you take it literally, is saying that a person who's onus, as far as tefillah is concerned, for example, an Avel who can't daven, and in the other cases, Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur's Potur, in those cases, since he's an onus, so there's no tefillah tashluma for an onus. That's what the words of the Drisha say. I don't think that's what the Drisha means, but that's how the Taz took it. Ulidaiti, now the Drisha adds his own Kalvachomer. He says, Kolshkenhu. In other words, if an Onen, who's not yet really burying his dead, right, because maybe there are others who are helping him out, or maybe the burial is going to take place later, nevertheless, he doesn't have a Chiyuv Tashlumen for the tefillah that he misses, is Kshenesasek B'Tzarchei Tzibur. He's even on a higher level, Gamkein of Aravodas Hashem Yisbarach. He's actually physically involved. Actively involved in a mitzvah, and therefore he doesn't have another mitzvah. In this case, tefillah. He doesn't need a tefillah tashlumen. Ad kan lishon. That's the quote from the Drish. V'tomani says the Taz im yotzu dvarim elu mipiv. The Taz is very dramatic. He's known for that. Daha kol shu ones. If he's using the term ones, he's way off. Kol shu ones, mikri potter mitfila, ubeheja amru, be ones, the mispal acha kachstein. The halacha of tfilas tashlumen was established for anyone who's not a mezid, whether he's a shogeg, whether he's an onus. It says there explicitly that somebody who's onus and therefore he couldn't daven has to daven a tefillas tashlumen. I mean, it's an opportunity and a privilege. It's also an obligation. So how can he say that because he's osik b'tzarchei tzibur, therefore he's an onus and he doesn't have a tefillas tashlumen like the onen? That's not true. On the case of an onus, we have the establishment of the takana tefillas tashlumen. Vesu, and furthermore, the kasa b'tshuvas hadeshin siman hey, misha yitarid eitzal apokit, machmas chov, v'lo yachol lipoter, elm kein behevsei mamon. So he's in front of the parut, so wherever it is, and he's trying to get himself out of a major debt. Uvitoch kach overs van tefila, the mikri onus, says the tshuvas hadeshin, that this is also considered onus, even though the onus here is a financial onus, the machmas onus umispal achakshtayim. But nevertheless, he shouldn't worry too much because he has the opportunity as an onus to daven et vilus tashlumen. Harei lecha behedra, you see explicitly, the afal gavdoya potu bielsa shah mitfila machmas tirda. Even though he was so torrid, he couldn't daven, and he was potter from davening. Nevertheless, the mikri onus, and therefore he has tefillas tashlumen. Vehu hadin nami potter machmas tirda de mitzvah. Please underline those words. So the Taz equates two types of tirda. Tirda the mamon, the hefsed mamon, where he's potter from tefillah, and tirda machmas, tirda the mitzvah, where he's potter, because of osik mitzvah, potter in the mitzvah. In both cases, he's called an anus. And just like the Truas Hadeshen says in the case of anus, machmas, tirda the mamon, he davens at tefillah tashlumen, so too in the case of tirda the mitzvah, he's anus, and he asks the daven, it feels tashlumen. How could the drisha possibly say that since he's an anus, because he's also the mitzvah, therefore he doesn't need it feels tashlumen? It's again, v'inkein esteres das v'ala drisha v'zeh v'pirusha. Yeah, but wait a minute. The Taz has to face the music over here. The drisha didn't start from north, from yesh me'ayin. He's got a basis for what he says. The Shulchan Aruch paskins that an onein who's potter from tefillah doesn't daven and feels tashlumen. Says the Taz, oh, the Taz was such a genius. Take a look. The hod alamad din zeh min avelus the hacha from this halacha here ein hanidon dome l'raya yesh l'chal. The dafka im aptur ba machmas dover acher. In other words, basically, he can daven. He has the ability to daven. But the halacha bumps him off from davening and says to an onein, you are excluded from tefillah. You're excluded from brachos. You're excluded from tefillah. To who atzmo, yachol is foul b'lishum b'niyah. There's nothing preventing him from, there's no external onus that prevents him from being mekayim in the midst of tefillah, implementing tefillah. Elisha velus potraso bozeh ein tashlumin. What does he mean, avelus potraso? Masha ein kenem aptur machmas tirda ein zeh korui ptur mitzar atzmo ela ones. Dove emes e efshalolis palit. He can't possibly dove. Why? Because he's Torud. It's not that there's some external halacha, he himself is ready to daven, but some sort of external halacha says that he's Potu. Like in the case of Onen, in all the other cases, he himself internally doesn't have the ability to mispal because he's Torud. The Zen Nikra Ones. There's a little bit of a mistake here in the text. I don't know. But anyway, the Zen Nikra Ones. She'ein lo pnai, v'ami k'mo cholet, she'ni yochel ispal, al zeh tiknu tashlumen, d'mikri potur machmas ones, kemen di efshalo, kein nirli barur. So Rav Bosai, what kind of halacha... Yeah.
The ones that he's talking about, is that ones the mitzvah, dafka, or is that any ones? Is that tirda, sorry.
Oh, so if you take a look in the... I mean, I'm not sure what mayor you have in mind, but what I want to do is take this pass back to our discussion about what's holtzik mitzvah, potter mitzvah. But before we do that, and we'll get to your question, let's just step aside, step back, and just summarize what the Taz is saying. The Taz is saying that the drisha is not justified in extrapolating and comparing anything from the case of Onen. Onen, he says, the Torah patted you. It's halachic p'tur. You yourself are willing, eager, and able to daven, but the Torah patted you. In all other cases, for example, a chola who can't daven, a person who's Torah b'mam, machmas mam in the Truma Sadeshin's case, and even in case of Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur, Osik B'Mitzvah, in all these cases, says the Taz, there's one common denominator, and that is that you're anus. If you're anus, it means you yourself are incapable of davening. On Kahai Gavna, on exactly this situation, the halacha created what? A tefillas tashlumen. Now, getting to Meir's question, how did the Taz understand Osek b'mitzvah potter b'mitzvah? Did he understand it as a nuchalois p'tur? Or did he understand it as a tirda? It's a tirda issue. He's tarud. He's so preoccupied and he's so focused on the mitzvah that he can't possibly be expected to do another mitzvah. What do you say? Is my question clear? Lachzor al ha'shela? Od pa. Ani shoal kach. Lefi ha'taz, dafke ba'onen, ein din shel tashlum. Lama? Omer ha'taz, mishum she'bamikre shel onen, ha'torah patrato, milit palel. Who mitzad atzmo yacholit palel muchan lit palel? Yesh lo etef shabra yacholit lit palel. Ela shatora patra oto. Ma she'en ken. Imu chole. O imu tahud v'yosek b'tzorchei tzibur. O imu tahud b'dvar mitzvah. B'chol mikrim alalu hu anus ve'no yacholit palel. Omer ataz hanach gemini l'gabei tashlumen. Imu anus v'u lo yachol lo mesugal imu yacholit lit palel. Az al kahai gavne tiknu chazal takonas tashlumen. L'chein ein la drisha shum atzdaka כשהוא מבסס את עצמו על הדין של עונן להגיע לשום מסקנה לגבי תפילוס תשלומן, כי עד הרבה בכל אונס חייב בתפילוס תשלומן, זה גוף הדין של תפילוס תשלומן.
Do we want to accept the Taz and Hanacha that the onen is different?
Well, I have no problem with the Taz's Hanocha. I have a problem with what is the Taz's Hanocha as far as Osik permits a
Potter. But couldn't we say that Onin is from Tirda?
Maybe.
If the Tur Onin is because of Tirda.
Maybe, perhaps, but before we focus on Onin, because again, the focal point of that discussion, the topic of today's Shir is not Onin so much. His language is, and again you could argue with him, is that an onen becomes potum in a tefila. In all the other cases, what word is appropriate? Not potum in a tefila, but onus. Onus bekiyum a tefila. The bitzua ha-maisa tefila. He doesn't have the capability of being mispalel. But what's the very premise, as far as our sug is concerned, that this taz is predicated upon? Can you say it in a full sentence? Okay, hold on. Huh? Yeah, there's an equation. Yeah. You got to half of the equation. Something equals Torah, but what equals Torah?
No.
You're right. Onus equals Torah. But I'm saying the breakthrough here in the Taz is that what equals Torah? Again, as far as our sugi is concerned,
Osek
b'mitzvah. That Osek b'mitzvah is a halach of Torah, or Ones. Mein Afimina? Tfilis Tashlumin. Ani patur mi mitzvahs tfilin mishush ani osik vi mitzvah? Omer ataz vizel shodo hu adin nami potur machmas tirda de mitzvah vi hu potur machmas tirda de mitzvah onusu omer ataz v'chayim mitzvah tfilis Tashlumin. Dafka ala ones hazet tiknu tfilis Tashlumin. No, Rabosei, so what does the Drisha hold? Why does the Drisha hold that anyone who's also for mitzvah, whether it's Tzarchei Tzibur or Chayot Tzibur, other mitzvahs, he's part of a Tzvilus Tashlumin? How is he different than anyone who's like a Chola who can't daven, who's Chayim in a Tzvilus Tashlumin? And the answer is that the Drisha based his conclusion on the equation to what? To Onen. What's Onen? Onen is part of a Tzvilah. Apparently, according to the Drisha, an osik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah. It's not just a halach of anus. It's not just a halach of tirda. See, if you would ask me, getting back to our original question, as to what's the nature of osik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah? Is it A or is it B? Is it that he's anus and the Torah just upgraded that anus and recognized it and codified it, canonized it and called it a genuine bona fide onus that justifies him being part of a mitzvah? That's what I call tirda. Or is it a brand new halacha that has nothing to do with onus? It's a separate halashim p'tur. We say that according to the Rashba and the Ran and other Rishonim, it's a new halacha p'tur. But according to the Rambam and Rav Haigon, it's simply tirda. And then Achimino we spoke about is Hakone Salmona. Is I would therefore submit to you that the Taz is only Yother according to the Rama. Whereas the Drisha would defend the position of the other Rishonim, and we make that connection. And I think the proof here is in the Shach. Again, that I wasn't able to reproduce for you because we don't have the Negudas HaKesef in a form that we could just cut and paste. But let me read to you the Nekudas HaKesef. He says, Toma Hataz Toma Adrisha Velo Kashemidi. It's unbelievable the language you see there. The Taz says about the Drisha, Hech Yotze Dover Zemi Piv. And the Nekudas HaKesef, the Shach says about the Taz's Kasha, lo kasha midin. When I cut, so I cut. He says the Shach, didafka be honest. Shechayov, Liz Powell, chayov min adin. Ela mishum de onesu. Therefore, he can't be mispalel. Then he's chayav min tashlumin. Aval k'shelo haya chayav min adin klal. Oh, so beautiful this shot. Aval k'shelo haya chayav min adin klal. Potur. Then he's not chayav min tefilas tashlumin acharka. Hilkach. Be osek b'tzarchei tzibur. Kevan de'eno chayav klal min adin. He's not chayav in tefilah. Mishum deha osek b'mitzvah. Therefore, he doesn't have to daven at tefilas tashlumin. Uvazeh nidchu kol dvarav. Is Dr. Shach defends the drisha here against the Taz, and he equates the case. He differentiates between choleh on the one hand, who's chayven at tefilas tashlumin, he can't daven, and osek mitzvah poter mitzvah, because osek mitzvah poter mitzvah, he says, zeh no chayv klal. It's a halachic p'tur, a chaloshek p'tur. It's beautiful. If this be the case, Rabosai, we have a problem with the Magid Mishnah, that I have to admit to you, because the Rambam says, if you get back to the Maror Makomos page, in Hilchah Sukkah, Perek Vav, Halacha Dal, Shluchei Mitzvah, P'turim in HaSukkah, Bein Bayom Uvein Palal. So you recall that we raised the question, what's Torud v'nechpaz l'dvar mitzvah, according to the Rambam? At what point do we say he's Torud v'nechpaz l'dvar mitzvah? For example, if a person's learning Torah the way he should, I can understand that he's Torud v'nechpaz l'dvar mitzvah, he should be potim in a mitzvah. We have to see, maybe he could send someone else, whatever it is. But what about shluchei mitzvah? In the case of Kosvei Stam, we wanted to suggest that he's not Torud. But someone who's on his way to do a mitzvah, let's say he's traveling who knows how long, you know, to do a mitzvah, is he Torah or is he not? So that's why I suggested there are two ways of interpreting this Rambam. One way is to say that the Rambam is referring to a general halacha of osek b'mitzvah potim in a mitzvah. But then you're going to have to come to the conclusion, the way we interpreted the Rambam, that this is a case of Torud. I don't know. Is it Torud? I mean, understand, the Rambam waxes very dramatic when it comes to a chasan, and he says, ein daito pnuya, or in Hilchus Ishus, he talks about Talmud Torah, that he's Torud in Esek HaTorah. But what about Shluchei Mitzvah? Shluchei Mitzvah considered Torud? I don't know. That's how I would suggest another possibility in the Rambam, and this Belineta will check into later on, not today, that the Rambam is talking about a sukkah halacha. This is not, the Rambam's not referring to Osek B'mitzvah Potter Mitzvah, which he already codified in Hilchus Kriyat Shema. Here the Rambam's talking about the dinim of Sukkah. As far as the mitzvah of Yeshiva the Sukkah is concerned, the Torah never obligated Shluchei Mitzvah. It's a totally different halach. It's a Sukkah halach. If we're going to have to say that it's a general halach of Osek B'mitzvah, then I would be very hard-pressed to say that he's Torahed over here. I don't see why he's so Torahed, because he's on his way to a mitzvah. I don't know. But if you take a look at the Magid Mishnah, when you get a chance, so the Magid Mishnah, the last five words of the Magid Mishnah, he says, Sha'osek b'mitzvah, potur mina mitzvah. So the Magid Mishnah certainly understood the Rambam as referring to a general halacha of osek b'mitzvah, potur mina mitzvah. I didn't get that impression in the Rambam. Okay, Rabbos, just for a few minutes, I want to make some progress in the sugya. The Gemara says, if there's a p'tur tirda, and the Rashba amplifies this, the Gemara thinks at this point that any tirda knocks off a mitzvah. Is a chitei machinami, if you're going to tell me that tovas v'nosa b'yam, the tirda patas up from mitzvah, and here again it would be a p'tur of honest, it would not be a p'tur with a chal shem p'tur. Here you would not apply the Ran's principle of efshel kaim shtein, and he's still put. No. So the Gemara asks, "V'amar Rabba Abba Bar Zav Domar Rav, Avel Chay B'chol Mitzvah Samuris B'Torah Chutz Men Atfilin, Sharei Nemar Ben Pierre." So why is an Avel any different Then Tavas Vinosa Bayad. The Sfasemis here points out that apparently the Gemara is talking about Tavas Vinosa Bayad, that he's so depressed about his loss, even though he has nothing to do. There's nothing that he can save. It's not like the ship is sinking and he can run around and get some pirates to save the ship. Or do some deep sea diving. It's fafalin, it's gone. Tavas Vinosa Bayad. He can see his Svino with all his riches at the bottom of the sea. And therefore, it's equivalent to the case of Avel. I mean, the Velus and the Tirda and the Tsar of an Avel is not going to bring back the dead. It's already gone. My Dahava Hava. Which is very strange that the Gemara thought that there's a Ptur Onus in Tirda, because if Tirda the Rishus is a Ptur Onus according to this Hava, I mean, I don't know how far you could take that. You know, what are the repercussions of that Hava?
Can you just repeat? I don't understand. How did you say... What's the
Sfasemis'
question?
The Sfasemis doesn't understand this Hava mean of Tovas Vinosa Biyan. He says the following. Mimonasha. If we're talking about a case where he can get workers, you know, it's still not gone, it's not irreversible. So he says, why does the Gemara equate that with Ovel? I mean, in Ovel there's nothing he can do. Right. Ella, from the equation to Ovel, he says, you're going to have to come to the conclusion that his loss is permanent. It's irreversible. And that's why it's similar to Avil. But then you're left with the following conclusion, which again the Sfasemis doesn't have an answer to this. He says the conclusion is, and the Gemara thinks that Tarud Tirdid Rishus is part of Minamitzvahs. And then we have to again face the music. I mean, he doesn't add these words that, you know, so at this point in the Havmi of Gemara, is everybody who's depressed is part of Minamitzvahs.
How is that different than Avil?
It's not different than Ovel. That's what he's saying. The fact that the Gemara equates it to Ovel, and yet an Ovel is chayav in mitzvahs, the Gemara is asking Akasha, how could you say that Tirda is part of a mitzvahs? Let's go over it one more time. The Gemara thinks at this point that Tirda is a separate p'tur. Again, it's not a separate p'tur as a Chal Shem p'tur in Gavra. It's a p'tur of Onus Rachmana Patria. So the Gemara says, if that be the case, what greater Tirda could there be than an Ovel? And yet an Ovel, Amar Rav Ziv, Zav Domar Rav, is Chayev. So you see that there is no Ptur at Tirda. But I'm just pointing out that what, and I think this is more or less hidden, if not explicit, but hidden in the words of the Sfasemis, you now have to come to grips with the following Havamim. Again, the Gemara rejects it based on Ovel, but in the Havamim of the Gemara, Tirda patters you from mitzvahs. I don't have the knei da, you know, I don't have the wherewithal, the litmus test, to the barometer to judge and weigh. When do we say that Tirda is potter? I mean, I can think of many situations a person finds himself in where he could claim he's torah. Okay, I don't know, but anyway, the Gemara thinks that Tirda is potter. The Gemara asks the kash from Ovel. So the Gemara says no. When is Tirda p'tur? Tirda the mitzvah. Hacha tarid tirda the mitzvah. Hasam over there is presumably both in Ovel and of course in Tovas Vinosa Biyam, he's tarid tirda the rishus. So Rashi says something here that's a pella. Many times I saw this Rashi and I was always upset by this Rashi. Rashi says, why is Avelus called a tirda the rishus? Afal pishu chayv linhog Avelus. Chayav linog avelus. I mean, avelus is a mitzvah. The Rambam counts it as one of the taryag. He opens up Hilchos Avelus, he counts two mitzvahs. One is Harugi Avelus, the other is Chayav l'sabo al meso. Says Rashi, yeah, he's chayav. Or is he chayavin? Linog avelus on the ila rechitza v'sicha. Laharos covered l'meso. Again, if we were learning Perek Misha Meso and Brachas, this would be a fundamental Rashi. Laharos kvod meso. Is Laharos is the ganzer business according to Rashi Avelus? And I say this with tears in my eyes because I don't buy into this. But the whole business of Avelus is just Laharos. It's just klapei chutz. But what about klapei pnim? Eino chayv litztayer. So the Gemara Ma'akatan on Daf Yedalim and Beis has a stira between Avelus and Rega. On regular it says v'samachta b'chagecha, and an avil can't be mekayim mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha. So which gives to which? The Gemara says that avilus is an essay d'yachid, and simcha and yontif is an essay d'rabim. And the Gemara has a whole sugya that an essay d'rabim over overrides an essay v'yachid, and therefore he's chayev in mitzvah simchas haregel, and somehow superhuman, he's got to suspend his avelus, like you heard all the stories about the gedolim, you know, that you know, they heard about the, you know, they tell about this one, about that one, they heard about the p'tira in the family, and the whole simchas Torah, they're dancing and dancing with the Torah, and then they say Avdola, and they collapse on the spot, you know, they start to dig this up. You know, how is it possible? But in any event, leave that as it may, because, you know, we tend to present the mitzvahs as if they're all, you know, they're all apple, you know, it's just a bunch of apple pie. It's not so. There are some mitzvahs that are kosher kibarzo, and I think that's one of them. But the bottom line is, and this is my Rebbe used to always ask the Kasha, what's the underlying premise of the Gemara that there's a stira between Avelus and Simchas HaRegel? It's Efshel Karim Shneem. The Gemara says that either or. There's no Easter on Yontif to wear, to go barefoot or to wear, what do they call them, Crocs? I don't know, you're allowed to wear Crocs? I don't know, there's a whole Shaila now.
Yeah,
right. So, and what else? Sicha. Who says there's a mitzvah of Sicha on Yontif? On the contrary, you might have some serious issues about whether it's a full Mefesh or not. And Tashmish Amita? Okay, maybe there's a mitzvah of... of Simchas HaRegel, I don't know. Wait, you have to study that very carefully. The bottom line is, said the Rav, that the stira between Avelus and Regel is not in the external pu'ulos, that an Ovel has to be Noeg Avelus. That's the Niug Avelus. But the Kiyum Avelus, the Mitzvah Avelus, is essentially an inner Mitzvah. So what does Rashi mean when he says, Ein Chayv L'Tzayr? So I don't want to reject the Rav's assumption, because I think it's very, very well established in the Gemara in Moed Katan.
So
I think we're going to have to differentiate between two concepts, namely what? Kiyum Avelus on the one hand, as an inner experience. We call it Avel Shebelev, as opposed to Tzah. And even though they sound very, very similar, almost identical, is Yesh Lechal. You have to differentiate between the two. So just to clarify that, in the 5 minutes that we have left, we're going to skip a little bit to the Gemara on the Chaf Hei Amud Beis. Gemara says the following. Gufa. You have this Gufa, it's about two lines above the Tosas Mishum. Gufa, Amar Abi Abba Bar Zavta Marav Ovel Chai B'chol Mitzvah Samurus V'Torah. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Mi v'yomer av Abu Bar Zavta." That's about three lines below Mishum. Omer Rav, "Ovel Chayv V'Sukah." So the Gemara now has two statements of Rav Abba in the name of Rav. The first statement is "Ovel Chayv B'Chol Mitzvah Satorah," and the second statement is "Ovel Chayv V'Sukah." So what's the obvious question? You just told me that Ovel is chayv in all mitzvahs. Why would I think the sukkah is different? Mao de tema hol v'yomer av Abba bar Zavda marav. That's a girsa problem. It should be hol v'yomer rova mitztayer potu min asukkah. Hai nami mitztayer who? He's also mitztayer. So he's potu min asukkah. Again, we've already established that mitztayer is chayv in all mitzvahs haTorah. What was the classical case of mitztayer chayv in all mitzvahs haTorah? Or Ovel, right? But in Ovel, we're not sure. But in Sukkah, we're not sure that the general halacha of mitzvah chayiv mitzvahs and Torah b'dvar rishus is chayiv mitzvahs. We're not sure if it applies to Sukkah. Why? Because in Sukkah there's a bzuder halacha. What's the special halacha in Sukkah? Mitzvah potim in Sukkah is mitzvah potim in a tefillin. Is mitzvah potim in a mikol mitzvah Torah? No. Now, what's the chiddush over here? Okay, now, Rabbos, I'm gonna. If you don't mind, we're gonna play a little game over here. What I mean, a game, a pedagogic game. I'm gonna ask you not to read the Gemara, okay? And I'm gonna ask you to fill in the blanks of what you think the Gemara should have said. Kamashmalon. When do we say a mitzvah potim sahani mili sara dimimela? When is mitzar potim nasukah, says the Gemara? That's only tzar d'mimela. What's tzar d'mimela, says Rashi? Shahasukah mitzaroso kigon chama otzina osircha. Okay? Avol. Now I want you to play the game with me. So again, I would have thought that what? I would have thought that since Mitztar Ponif and the Sukkah is an Ovil, is a Mitztar and he's Potim and Sukkah, Kamashvel, and no. Hani, Mili, when do we say Mitztar is Potim and Sukkah? That's only Tzar to Mimela. Says Rashi, what's Tzar Mimela, Shas Sukkah, Mitztar Rosso? Avil, now finish up over here for me without looking inside. Avil, Ovil? Right? Avil, Ovil?
No.
Again, Hani Mili, when do we say Mitztar Potim Nasuka? That's only Tzara de Mimela, Rashi's Machmas Asuka. Avol Ovel.
Mitztar Mimchamat Gufo.
Vidyuk. He's not a Mitztar. Machmas Asuka. Hey, you can't say the Ovel is Mitztar Nachmas Asuka. Period. That should have been the end of the Sukkah. Again, bottom line. Why is an Ovel Chayiv in Sukkah even though he's Mitztar? And the Tzar is Potim in a Sukkah. What's the answer? Because the Tzar has nothing to do with what?
The Sukkah.
With the Sukkah. Now look at the Gemara inside. The Gemara says, Haval Hacha, Ihu become Tzar Nafshe. Good. Okay. Stop already. You know. Says the Gemara, Iboile li Yisuve Daite. I don't understand why the Gemara added those four words. I would present to you the following claim. You could scratch those four words from the Gemara and nothing's lost. Because if you want to tell me what are the bounds of Mitztar Potim in a Sukkah, I would say it depends whether it's Mitztar Machmas HaSukkah or it's not Mitztar Machmas HaSukkah. Why did the Gemara feel it necessary to give us a Musa Shmuz over here? You know what I'm saying? The Gemara in Tirda the Svina, it doesn't say Iboilele Sume Daite. The answer is that there's no Ptur of Tirda if it's Tirda Rishus. Is Nachman Meila? I understand Iboilele Sume. You didn't have to tell me that.
It's a different one.
What do you have on Abel on Sukkot anyways?
It's on, let's say it's on Ovel on Chol HaMoed is Chayv in Tzorim Shabbat Tzina. Again, okay, we're going to see that inside.
That's what they're talking about?
Yeah. So I'm just saying, I think that there's something very interesting about this sugya, about an Ovel, that indicates that maybe there's a difference between Avelus and Tsar. Do you remember we spoke about it before, that Rashi says that an Ovel is not Chayv to be Mitztar? What the Gemara wants to point out to you here is that Tzar Luchud and Avelus Luchud. You can have Avelus, and you must have an Avel. And an Avel who doesn't feel for the loss is an Achzori, says the Rambam. But it doesn't have to interfere, and it should not interfere, with his obligation vis-a-vis mitzvahs. The Gemara here wants to say two halachas. Halacha number one, that an Ovel is chayiv in Sukkah, because that's not the Ptur of Mitztar. He is a Mitztar. Let him be a Mitztar if he wants to. But on one condition. To convert that Mitztar into a mitzvah of Avelus, there's a litmus test. Can he reconcile his Avelus with the Kiyum HaMitzvah? And that's what the Gemara means to add by Yiboyle Lisuvedai. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll get to the sugi, we'll pick it up. By the way, Rabosai, before we leave, there's an entire sugi on Tumah V'Tara. I wrote it Maramakomos for Lamunya Nimbulvad. And Belineda, we'll leave it for the Munya Nimbulvad, alright?